What's going on, fam? What's going on? You know what time it is. We got to do a live. I've been translating like crazy. Woo! Going in. Hey, you drop your name, drop your city and your country, your city and your state. We want to hear from you. Shout out to everybody that's coming in. Look, hey, Hank in South Dakota. Do we got South Dakota on the map? We got to make sure. South Dakota is in the building. Yeah, we got to get some. Hey, Hank, get us somebody from North Dakota, too. We're going to continue to grow. Your brother's been in the trenches today, ripping through the book of Matityahu. Look at the title. Your New Testament is killing you. The more I translate, the more I talk to people, the more we communicate with the world as a whole, we come to one conclusion. Your New Testament is killing you. Nobody's really arguing at all or confused at all about the Tanakh. The Old Testament. Nobody's really confused about that at all, are they? No. Where all the confusion comes in is when you bring in the Greek. As soon as you introduce the Greek translation into scriptures, it's over. You can forget it. It's going to kill you. It's going to throw you in a lake of fire. That's how serious this is. So I'm going to spend a little time today. It's not going to be a long live session. We're going in. And we're not even playing. Because I'm going to show you a few things. I've already went over this stuff before with the family, with the community, with the world. We are now getting hundreds of thousands of views on our YouTube videos every single month. Hundreds of thousands of views. So we going in. I'm going to send some shout outs before I go in. What's going on, Lane and Heather, over there in New Boston, Texas? Again, we are streaming through YouTube and simulcasting over into Facebook. Our primary platform, so you know, is in YouTube. We got a lot of humongous community growing over there. We're now approaching 80,000 subscribers. We expect that to hit probably 100,000 in the next several months. And so that means Yahuwah's word is getting out here. Now, when we started the True Scriptures campaign, for those of you that are not aware of it, the most important project in the entire world is the True Scriptures campaign. Now, you can support that campaign by going to tsnt.org. And you'll understand why it's so critical when I'm done. When I'm done with this session, you're going to say, man, we got to save some people. All right. Shout outs going on. Got Henry up in South Dakota. Randy coming in over there in Missouri. Randy Moon, Lisa Austin, our sister. Randleston, Maryland. Elizabeth, what's going on? Woodstock, Georgia is in the building. Sophia. Coming in from Macomb, Mississippi. Brian and Eartha, I see you down there in Fort Pierce. Michelle Nicolas coming in from the Netherlands. Shout out. K-Mart, what's going on, Keenan? Over there in Texas. Jamie Galloway, upstate South Carolina, always consistent. Yamani, our awesome sister over in North Carolina. Hannah, I see you, sis, coming in from Colorado Springs. Colorado. Suhe in New Jersey. We going in. I see you, Amber House, over there in Illinois. Brandon with his wife. Hannah, I see the team, tag team coming in here over there in Colorado. We going in, y'all. I'm going to light some stuff up because we got to snatch people out of the fire. People are going to, and you can't do the I thought with Yahuwah. Everybody's got to come to that conclusion. Yahuwah is not going to accept your I thought. I'm going to prove it. Now watch. I'm going to grab something for you. I'm going to grab a scripture. Couple more shout outs, but I'm getting the scripture lined up. Everybody hit the like button. Whatever platform you're on, you know, you come in. And what we do is we participate in building the kingdom. We do kingdom business. We get the word of Yahuwah out. Brand new people are coming in here all the time wanting to know the truth. Guess what? You're in the right place because that's all we do is we promote the truth. We don't mess around. We're not here to tickle nobody's ears. We want you to know that the kingdom of Yahuwah is near. It's coming. And when this word, the real word, not the fake word, not that fake New Testament that you've been rolling with, we get ready to fix it. And you watch how things escalate once the true scriptures get out there. How many of you want Yahuwah to come back? Huh? You want Yahuwah to come back? You want to be able to get into paradise and stop all this nonsense that people continually go through? hurting each other, trashing each other. Can't let your kids just walk out in the streets and in the neighborhoods in safety without thinking somebody's going to snatch them. Going out to events now, people shooting each other up all over the place. Drugs like never before. Sexual sin at the all-time high. It's crazy. All right, have we participated? Everybody hitting the like button? I'm going to see if y'all, yeah, I see y'all cranking it up. Let's keep it going. Keep it going. What's going on, Tessa? Hey, Tessa. Colorado representing strong today. What's going on, Tirza? I see you, Rush, up there in New York. Suhey, I see you. I see you, Jesse Gillespie, Tennessee. Devin coming in, Texas. Donna Steele representing New Jersey. WTC, me. I see my man A-Line. He coming, y'all. You better put your seatbelt on. Yahuwah got a big call on A-Line. Everybody put A-Line up in their prayers right now. The name of Yahuwah, just say A-Line. Like you're mowing a lawn is how he says it, right? Two A's, A-A-L-O-N, A-Line. Put him in your prayers. Yahuwah revealed to me, and I'm telling you, I'm an elder in the kingdom, also an emissary. I don't say those words lightly. Yahuwah spoke to me. He's got a major call on that young man's life. So we're going to hold him up in prayer. We're going to hold him up. Because Yahuwah, when he puts this kind of call on you, it's on and popping. Faithful Miller's in the building, New Jersey. I see Elizabeth. See you, Lene, my sweet sister, Lene. I see you, Sylvia. Patrice in the building. I see you, Nassau, Bahamas. What's going on, Lachey? This is good. Chelsea, what's going on, Chelsea? Hesperia, California. Sherry Harrod, our awesome sister. Awesome PTT team member. Rocking in here. Sherry Harrod, Frankfort, Kentucky. Marquise and Lene in here. Daniela. What's going on, Daniela? Wilsonville, Oregon. Okay. We going in. I promise you, y'all, we going in. Y'all might as well put, I'm telling you, it's going to get hot and heavy. Byron and Shah, shit, Memphis, in the building. All right, I can't keep going doing shout-outs. I gotta get it in. What's going on, Jeffrey? All right, we going in, fam. We're going in. I want you to pick up a scripture because you can't use with Yahuwah, I thought. Anytime you hear somebody say those two words together, somebody's messed up. You got to get rid of all the I thoughts out of your vocabulary. It's not going to be acceptable. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. Listen. Yerami Yahu. That's Jeremiah. Yerami Yahu, Jeremiah 29:13. Hold on, I'm going to go up to 11. You know Yahuwah sometimes he just backs it up. 29:11. Yerami Yahu, 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you. Y'all heard this a lot, right? In your life, if you've been around scriptures or even quote the Bible and I'll watch this. For I know the plans that I am planning for you, declares Yahuwah. I have plans to give you peace and not evil, to give you a future and high expectations, expectancy. How many of y'all accept that from Yahuwah? Let's go in on that. How many of y'all accept what Yahuwah says? Listen, I know the plans I have for you. He said, I want to give you all these great things. I want to give you peace. Some of you don't have peace right now. Some of you struggling emotionally right now. And that's not acceptable. Why is that not acceptable? Because who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. You know, the indeed is like 1,000 exclamation points. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. So your New Testament that you keep rocking with, for many people out there, is killing you because you've been taught by these pagan pastors and all these churches all over the world and all these organized religions all over the world. You've been taught it's okay to be down. You see, Yahuwah says the meek shall inherit the earth, not the weak. It's going to be the meek. It's the humble. It's the people who humble themselves. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You can't say I've been delivered and then look back. Nobody who puts their hands to the plow and looks back is worthy for the kingdom. That's got to get through your soul. I got chills up now, my arms on that one. You, I'm going to tell you something. You can't play like Lot's wife, son named Lot, when she looked back at Sodom and Amorah. See, when you repent, they're not teaching you this. In all these pagan religious places that are what? Posing as sheep, but they're wolves. You see, once you repent, that means you were going one way against Yahuwah. And then you repent and then you call on his name. You become immersed into his name. You become a new creature, a new person. The old you has passed away. So really today, this might be more than just alive. I tell you what, today we might be conducting a funeral because the old you has to die. Your New Testament is killing you if you think you can call on the name of Yahuwah, repent of your sins, call on the name of Yahuwah, and then be depressed. Christians, organized religious people, some of the sickest, worrying people in the world, tell the truth. In the world. Dying early. You're supposed to live to 120 years of age. Bereshit chapter 6, verse 3. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. It is almost a commandment. It says, and a person's year shall be 120. That's coming out of Yahuwah's mouth. And why are you accepting dying on an average globally at 75? What is going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on. The New Testament that you got is killing you. Lying. Making you think it's okay to have a bad day. It ain't okay. The joy of Yahuwah is my strength. Today is the day of salvation. Every day you wake up, it is on and popping in the kingdom of Yahuwah and it's celebration. And guess what? We handle kingdom business and we consider it all joy. You gonna believe the scriptures or not? You gonna believe the scriptures or not? Consider it pure, not just some kind of joy. Yaakov. James, chapter 1, right out the gate. You know who walked real close with Yahusha when he was on the earth. Because they come at it. When you read the book of Yaakov, woo! James ain't playing. Yahuhanan ain't playing. Consider it pure joy when you face trials of all kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith is happening. So that you be made perfect. Not lacking in anything. What you gonna do with this? What are you gonna do with the real scriptures? That's why you gotta get the true scriptures. The true scriptures, most important project in the world, because it will be the only. Thank you, Sister Queen. I see you, sis, with that super coming in. Queen don't play ever. She is a queen. See, the most important, it's gonna be, listen, I'm gonna be bold in what I'm about to say. I even got to put my seatbelt on. Jay, you going to say this? Yes. It's going to be the only uncorrupted New Testament on planet Earth that is not an Aramaic or Hebrew New Testament. It will be the only one on Earth that has zero corruptions in it. No influence of Greek whatsoever. The Greek is gone. We took the Greek. We threw that Greek in the lake where it belongs. burned it up. Come on, Jermaine. I see you. Woo! We just dropped over in Facebook. For those who want to come on YouTube, it's up to y'all. Y'all can come wherever you want. But we got a whole bunch of people over here. YouTube is rocking. Think about what I'm saying, y'all. Am I telling the truth? I can't even get out of Yirmiyahu where I really want to go. Because we got to get this thing straight. Now let's go. For thus says Yahuwah, I know the plans that I have for you, to give you peace and not evil. Okay. You going to believe that or not? Are you living that way or are you not living that way? Did you wake up this day and you were like, woo, let's go. I'm fired up, ready to go. Did you? Did you wake up worrying? Then guess what? You out of line with Yahuwah. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares Yahuwah, to give you peace and not evil, to give you a future and expectancy, high expectations. You got to have great expectations. You got to believe all things are possible. Verse 29, Jeremiah. Then you shall call on me and shall come and pray to me, and I shall listen to you. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now Yahuwah is taking this thing real personal with us. Yahuwah said, hold on. When you accept that I have plans to give you peace, not evil. When you accept I got a great future lined out for you. When you accept that you can have great expectations, then come on, talk to me. He says, then you can talk to me. See, if you don't believe like that, don't go talk to Yahuwah. He ain't going to hear you at all. You got to come to him accepting that he is Yahuwah, the Most High. He is the Ayah, Asha Ayah. To be. I am that I am. That means to be, to exist. Whatever you need it to be, Yahuwah says, I am that. That's why you got to break that down. I am that I am. Break it down. Get them first three words. I am that. Stop. What do you need? Yahuwah says, I am that. Ayah. He says, I am that. He says, then you come pray to me, and I shall listen to you. When, you got to go one more verse. This is what most people don't want to do. They don't want to do verse 13. They don't want to do this. Most people want some pixie dust sprinkled on them. Come on, Leanna. You know I'm telling the truth. Come on, Cliff, Jeffrey, Katie. I'm telling you the truth. Y'all know it. Most people want some pixie dust. They want to get it without giving it. Here we go. Then you shall call on me and shall come and pray to me, and I shall listen to you when you seek for me. You will find me when you seek for me and search for me with all your heart. Most people don't want to do that part. See, there's the if. The if is in verse 13. You get verse 11 and 12. If you do 13, you don't get the peace. You don't get the future. You don't get the great expectations. You don't get all of that. You don't get to go talk to Yahuwah and pray to him. You don't get him to listen to you unless you seek for him with all your heart. That's why you can't go to Yahuwah on the day of judgment, because he says, I judge the deep inner thoughts of a person. You're not going to be able to go to him and say, Yahuwah, I thought. No. You're not going to be able to do it. Everybody got to come correct now. The kingdom of Yahuwah is for real at hand. It's near. Everybody, I'm here to sound out the horns. The shupar, like my brother A-Line showed me a while ago, to his mama went and got. I'm here to blow it. to the world. Yahuwah is coming. I know it because we're doing the true scriptures. That's how I know it. I couldn't figure out what is the wait, Yahuwah. What are you waiting on? The earth is already full of filth. People don't care about the earth. They're trashing the environment. They're backstabbing each other. There's not one government that calls on your name. Come on, family. 200 and some countries in the world. 200 and some countries in the world. Not one country has Yahuwah's name in their constitution, in their declarations. They make you come into their courtrooms and then they hold up this pagan thing. This piece of trash called a Holy Bible. Two pagan words on it right out the gate. You know you're in trouble as soon as you see Holy Bible. And see, most of you, you're not paying attention to the importance of words. You're not. You're just playing around. You're going to say, I thought to Yahuwah. Wait a minute. Y'all heard, y'all thought I was playing today. Y'all know it's on. Because I got to get back to trend. As soon as I'm done, we're going to be done before the top of the hour. And I got to go back and translate. I'm on a mission. Huh? What are y'all going to do with these scriptures that's talking to you? What? Matit Yahu, I just translated it. Matit Yahu, chapter 12, verse 37. Let me go get it from the true scriptures. I just translated this recently. This is within days. This is fresh. Woo-hoo! Yeah, this is fresh. Come on. I'm going to give you 36 and 37. I'm going to put it in the chat. This is true scriptures dropped first time. All right, I'm going in the chat on it. Here we go. Matit Yahu. We're going Matit Yahu. That's Matthew. That means the gift is Yahuwah. That's his name. Ain't that the deal? Right? Think about it. Think about it. This is the key component. Hot and hotter. Hot. Not a little hot. Big hot. Put your seatbelts on. I'm getting the scriptures lined up because I want to give that to you. That way y'all got it. You don't even have to think about it. You can know it in your knower when I put this down. How many of you want the truth anyway? Right? Don't you want the, aren't you starving for the truth? Aren't you like craving the truth? Yeah. Aaron said, I'm going to give it to you. Just hold on. We're coming with the fire. We come in with the fire, fam. Get ready. We going in. This is the big one. Now, I'm going to put this in the chat. Matit Yahu. That's Matthew. Chapter 12, verse 36, 37. Now, y'all tell me what you think when this goes in. Now, you see it? Jermaine's in the building. I see you, brother. I see you, bro. It's super. We're going in. Yeah. Almost there. Y'all want y'all to look at that? I just put it up. That way nobody has to guess. Nobody got to guess when we get it. Y'all reading it? Look at that. Lane Hesley, I'm sick of lies. Everybody's done with the lies. Everybody's done with the lies. See, your New Testament is killing you. And we keep proving it. Yeah. Now, look at it. It says, and this is the key you got to hone in on. And I say, this is Yahusha talking. And I say to you that every idle or small word that you speak, you will have to give an account for on judgment day. Does everybody get that? All right, we got to get, so that's why you can't go to Yahuwah and say, well, I thought. He said, you're going to find me when you seek for me with all your heart. And see, you got to understand that most people never have put Yahuwah first. Be honest. People put careers, they put college. They do all of it. They got the family, they got everything except Yahuwah first. And then if you go stand before him and he goes, why didn't you find out about me? Why didn't you go expose that Greek translation is trash and it's misleading the world? Why didn't you go find out about it? Verse 37, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. It's going to be your words that either get you in or get you out. So if you go to Yahuwah and then you say with your words, thank you, Brother Bryant. If you go to Yahuwah and you say to him, Yahuwah, I thought that the scriptures I had was a good scripture. Negoda Hazum, I just translated it. Chapter 14. Yeah. Hazum, chapter 14. Let me get it from the true scriptures. It's on today, guys. See, your New Testament, I keep proving your New Testament is killing you. Your New Testament is killing you. Nene said, I'm seeking Yahuwah. All you got to do is, he is there. Yahuwah going to hook you up. That's why he's got us people out here talking to you that love him. That's why Satan hates us so much. That's why government, once you get this on, you have governments attack you. They're going to set you up. They're going to trash you. You're going to have friends. You have businesses. You have families. Yahuwah HaMashiach, when he was here, as Yahusha, he said, your enemies will be those even of your own household. So you got to get on the front line, pick up your stake, not your cross. Pick up your stake and follow him. What does that mean? That means you got to be willing to go through what he went through without crying or complaining. I should say, without complaining. You can cry if you want. But then you got to get up. Fast. Once you hurt, you got to get up fast. 14:5. First, I'm going to read you Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Then I saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had the name of his father written in their foreheads. My question is this. How many of you want to be one of the 144,000? For real, for real. Anybody here want to be one of the 144,000? Anybody? I got to be one of them. Like, think about it. I want to be one of them. And I'm going to tell you, your New Testament is killing you because it lies to you all the time. Most people say, oh, it's got to be 144,000 virgins. They don't have the right translation. Why? Because the Catholic Church wants to punk you into thinking that celibacy is a great thing. How you gonna go and populate the earth being celibate? That's a lie right there. How you gonna populate the whole earth being celibate? Did I cut it short, sis? I'll come back to it. Did I get y'all whole verse in there? I'm coming. I've seen my sister say something about that verse was cut short. I'm going to double check, sis. Some of y'all are like, man, Jay coming in hot from the gate. Who wants to be in 144,000? Well, number one, if you want to be in 144,000. Oh, cut it off on YouTube? All right, put the first and second. Hey, real quick, hold on. Lena's in here. Lena, come here, real quick. So, Joe Card in the building. Yahuwah told Brother Jay his people were hungry. Bro, throwing down the grill. You better come get it while it's hot. That's right, brother. You know it. I mean, so the first thing, let me put this verse in there because somebody got cut off on YouTube. So 12, 36, and 37, I'm going to put them in there separate. That way you got them. From the true scriptures. Thank you for that, Sister Donna. All right. So now I'm going to put these in the chat. Matit Yahoo. 12, 36. Bam. Then I'm going to give you Matit Yahoo. 12, 37. Both from the true scriptures. Very simple. Now, that's the key with counterfeits. Counterfeits, they'll put some verses in there that make you look, it looks pretty on point. So you'll be reading the King James thinking you got something. And it's only to trick you. That's what a counterfeit does. Somebody said, I'm still struggling with the deprogramming of my words. Yeah. Marie, that's being honest, see, but that's that meek. I love the Sister Marie Bram said, I'm still struggling with the deprogramming of my words from the Roman Catholic Church. Hey, that's why you got to be immersed into the name of Yahuwah. Whenever you say that or you feel that, that means your immersion's not happened. You got it? Your immersion's not happened. Y'all pick that up? Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's why Yahuhanan the immerser, John the Baptist, that's why he says, I'm going to immerse you, sign name, baptize you in water. But there's one who's coming after me whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie or carry. He's going to baptize you with fire. Do y'all know what that fire does? It burns all those negative words out of you. You stop saying it. You're going to be amazed. All the pagan words that you say and you don't even realize, you're going to stop saying them when Yahuwah lives in you. It won't be you speaking when it comes to him. It will be him speaking through you. You heard all these things. So now that you got that, I'm going back over to Hazum, Revelation. Guys, we only got about 15, 16 minutes left in here, and then we out. And now I'm proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that your New Testament is killing you. Because you got people in here right now, y'all were nervous or upset this morning about something. You might think it's okay to argue. No, it ain't okay to argue. Nothing negative is okay. Go on and write that down. Nothing negative is okay. Then I saw a lamb, chapter 14, verse 1, Revelation, Hazum. Then I saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him was 144,000 who had the name of his father written in their foreheads. Do you notice? It didn't say the name of the son. It didn't say you will have Yahusha's name written in your forehead. It says you will have the name of the father. What's the father's name? Yahuwah. So in order for you to be one of the 144,000, his name must be written in your forehead. You know what that means? It must be your first and your foremost thought. So the first thing that you think of when you wake up in the morning is Yahuwah. And you think about him all day. And you don't let any other name get in the way. Not Yahusha, because he ain't here no more. That was a cover name to get him through the earth, to get him back to his restored name, which is Yahuwah. Most people ain't figured that out. Most people are trying to call the Son their Savior by his earth name. And now Satan has tricked you. He tricked you. Because it's not Yahushua's name written on your forehead. You can't be one of the 144,000 unless the Father's name is your priority first, and nothing gets in the way of that. And he's your only Savior. You're not going to be one of the 144,000. See, this is where your New Testament is killing you. It has you thinking all these distracting things. Now, wait a minute, Christy. Wait a minute, Faithful. Luya. Penny, watch. Watch this, Henry. Watch. Read verse 5. No falsehood was found in their mouths, and they are blameless before the throne of Elohim. What are y'all going to do with that verse? How are you going to get in the gates of heaven if you don't get this straight? You're definitely not going to be one of the 144. We're building 144 first. See, through Promote the Truth, we believe there's going to be 144 that are locked in step from spread across the world, different languages, but love each other with all we got, won't let nothing come between us. And we guard the Father's commandments, and Yahuwah is our everything. We keep his feast. We don't eat no junk that's not food. We keep it simple. We guard the commandments because they're not burdensome. We love Yahuwah's commandments because they're simple to keep. We don't sin. How y'all gonna deal with that? Do you know that when you guard the commandments of Yahuwah, you stop sinning immediately? And how hard is it? Like, are you struggling with murdering people? Are you struggling with stealing from people? Are you struggling with bearing false witness? No, you're not struggling. Most of y'all have no struggles with what I'm. Yahuwah, I am Yahuwah who brought you out of the land of Matsar, sign named Egypt, delivered you from the house of bondage. Have no other Elohim before me. That, most of y'all ain't struggling with that. Once you call on Yahuwah, you go, well, of course, it's only Yahuwah. Two, have no graven images. Make no idols whatsoever. You're done with crosses. You're done with fish. You're done with Christmas trees. The real ones ain't got no problem with that. They go great. Ain't got no problem with that, Yahuwah. I understand. Three, do not bring the name of Yahuwah to nothing. Ain't got no problem with that. I'm going to promote and edify your name. No problem with them first three. Four, this is going to be a sign between me and my people. This is going to be, listen, he says the Shabbat. Oh, no, but you got to know what the Shabbat is. That's what's going to be a tough one for most people. You want to know why? The New Testament lied to you. It's killing you. That one from King James and all these other versions. They literally teach you to be lawless, to not pay attention to guarding the Shabbat. You ignore how to keep time. Based on the New Testament telling you it's not important. He told you to watch the sun and the moon, the two great lights. He tells you in Bereshit 1:14. So, you know, like who somebody just posted, I am one with the Holy Spirit. So you know you ain't gonna make it. We hate Jesus. We hate God. Matter of fact, we ain't got no problems saying God be damned. God damn. Yeah, God damn God. Peace. You out. People come here and go, I'm going to talk about you. We don't care about that. We don't have no problem with this. See, the fourth one, everybody got to do a little examination. Once you get that straight, everything else is going to be easy peasy. Because you don't honor your father and your mother. Some of you do not. They already out, Blake. That's right. God is safe. Can't come in here. Damn God. Look, y'all can't come in here with that stuff. People up in here ain't going to put up with no Jesus and no God and no Lord. They ain't going to make it. Because we know the first commandment. See, we ain't got no problem bouncing you out of here. Boom. Because we love him like that. Once you get the fourth one straight, now you go to the fifth one. Nobody argue with their parents, even if you don't get along with them. Y'all dig what I'm saying? Like, don't argue. Like, if you don't get along with your parents, my mother is a hardcore Christian to the max. So I, hey, love you, mom, and I just keep it cool, keep it moving. She don't even really want to ever talk to me. She's that hardcore Christian. She come around me, it just, her soul gets convicted, so she'd rather stay away from me. I'm cool with that, but I'm not going to dishonor her. I'm not going to argue. Don't say nothing even negative about your parents. Nothing. Just be peace, mom and dad. Now you guard the fifth commandment. Sixth commandment. You ain't got no problem not murdering people. Seventh commandment. You might have an issue with that. The fourth one and the seventh one, when it comes down to it, this is the two you're going to probably have an issue with. And that's what's going to separate you from Yahuwah or get you with Yahuwah. Because some of you live in adultery right now because you're married to somebody that doesn't follow Yahuwah, or you're dating somebody that don't follow Yahuwah, or you hooked up and you're going to have some hard conversations. Don't have to talk to me about it. Talk to Yahuwah. Yahuwah does not care about your earthly marriage. Most people think he cares. Most people think that Yahuwah gives credibility to you going to a church or to a justice of the peace, and they held up a Bible and you got married under this term. Yahuwah, he's not acknowledging that. Most people haven't picked that up. Yahuwah's not acknowledging. All you people that are out there that is married to somebody and you got married outside of in Yahuwah, Yahuwah is not paying attention to you. And you're going to have to decide, are you going to commit adultery or not? Because you can't go into the kingdom committing adultery. And adultery is very specific in the scriptures. It is, you do not have any intercourse relations with anybody that is not a follower of Yahuwah. That's it. Now, that's a tough one. True. How many of y'all admit? How many of y'all admit that that one, for a lot of people, when they come to the realization of who Yahuwah is? Woo! Look, people putting it in the chat now. Oh, man. Woo! Look, Tony O said, he brother spitting. I'm telling you right now, it's fire. How many, we got to agree, and I'm almost done. For most people, when they come and they in these relationships and you got a husband that finds Yahuwah and the wife don't, or a wife that finds Yahuwah and the husband, and all of a sudden they come and tell the other one, well, here's your sign. Y'all know for most people, that's going to be a tough one. But that's why Yahuwah said, have no other Elohim before me. Now that seventh commandment takes you back to the first commandment. Simple. Look, Joe, like, man, I'm telling you, Yahuwah is not letting you in if you break the commandments. You're going in the lake of fire, as a matter of fact. We got to tell you the truth. We can't promote the lie. We got to promote the truth. So that's it. So the fourth one, you got to know how to follow the calendar. Now, our calendar, we found it to be the most accurate in the world because it follows Yahuwah's way to the T. I'm going to put the link in the chat. We do it based upon, all you got to do is read Bereshit. There's the calendar. You just got to read Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 18, and then Exodus 12, 1 and 2. That tells you how to keep time, period. Once you learn how to keep time, you know how to keep Shabbat. Then you know how to keep all the festivals on their appointed days. You know all that. But what we got to do is figure out, are you going to love Yahuwah like that? And I'm telling y'all, for all of y'all that are in that situation on the seventh commandment, you're going to have to get them to call on Yahuwah. Have them make a decision. Go, you got to go share the Bashura with your other, your significant other. You go explain the Bashura, the good news of Yahuwah and how Yahuwah Mashiach came to the earth and died for them. And all who call on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. You got to go say that to them. Say, do you receive? Are you ready to receive Yahuwah? Just have a conversation. And then if they accept Yahuwah, bam, your situation solved right there. If they don't, bam, your situation solved. That means you now have the ability to hand them a certificate of divorce. Does anybody teach you that? No. Because you're dealing with an earthly divorce. You ain't, Yahuwah don't care. He says, I hate divorce. But who does he hate to divorce? Who does Yahuwah hate divorcing? Does he care about this world divorcing? No, they're all going to lake anyway. He don't want two followers of Yahuwah divorcing. That's who he don't want to divorce. Simple. And if you're not married, if you're not in that covenant, your marriage is invalid to Yahuwah. He don't care about it. I'm just telling you the truth. I've been following this strong for 17 years. No joke. No joke. So the fourth to seventh one we have now identified. But for those of us that love him, that has his, have our, we got his name in our foreheads, that ain't no thing. The eighth one, we're not having no problem. We ain't battling, not stealing stuff. The ninth one, we're not bearing false witness. On who? On another follower of Yahuwah. That's who you don't bear false witness on. 10, you don't covet. You want something that somebody else has got, work hard enough to get it. Simple. That's simple. Now, once you do those 10, you stop sinning. You live a sin-free life. Isn't that amazing? You don't sin anymore. But you got to do those 10. It's that simple. So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Do me a favor. If y'all believe that this is important, that we get people to stop getting killed by the New Testament, we got to get this spread everywhere. Everywhere. We got to get it everywhere. That's what the TSNT project is about. If you believe in that, go over there, support. We're running, hey, to the end of this month, you got to the 30th with our packages that we have going over there right now. So you can support. You can be one of the first people to get your hands on the physical hard copy. It's going to be a stamped, a professionally stamped, only for those that are package members with the True Scriptures Project, TSNT.org, will get that version. Now, we expect millions are going to go out into the world, but there's going to be a select few of people that did that kind of support, that got that kind of advantage first, and that you're going to get it before anybody else. So if y'all love Yahuwah, y'all know what to do. Now, did y'all see what we dropped yesterday? Before I get out of here, the music is coming, fam. Did y'all see it? Did y'all see it? Let me see if I can play it on the way out of here. Man, it was, hey, we gave a sample yesterday. We give a little sample. I'm going to see if I can load it and play it and we out. Yeah, did y'all see it? Go over to our YouTube. Go over to TikTok. TikTok is going crazy over there right now with that video. We did a short on it. It's going crazy. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to see if I can load this. I want to play this out here so people see it on the replay. Thousands of people are going to watch this over time. It's going to air. Thousands of people watch our video. Hundreds of thousands watch them every month. Chelsea says she saw the music sample. You saw it, Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea says she saw it. I'm loading it right now. It's processing. And then we out. It's only 1 minute. Y'all going to get a sample, but I want the whole world to hear it on this replay. It's called Guidance. So Yahuwah's got you more than you could ever imagine, but you got to love him like that. You got to guard his commandments. You're going to have to. Y'all ready? Turn your speakers up. Turn your speakers up. Y'all ready? Set. Go.
I was calling, but I never thought that you were listening. I never thought that I would ever survive. I got so caught up in all the days of my life that you reached out your hand and brought me to life. And it came by surprise. Then I just realized, oh, don't wanna lose, but if I did, I know you'll stand beside me. Stand beside me. Oh, if I ever lost my
Yahoo is in the building. We got a whole division coming out. Whole division coming out. Just put your seatbelts on. We're going to do it, man. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I honor y'all. Everybody, we have come to the conclusion that your New Testament is killing you. So we got to kill it. We got to tear it down. We're going to tear it down. All these King James and New King James and all these other versions out there, they're all Greek influence. And that's over. Time is up. The truth is coming. And why do we say we're going to win? Yahuwah wins. Do y'all know the end of the movie is that Yahuwah wins? We win. It don't matter. It don't matter if 1,000, 10,000, if they tell you you're crazy, you're nuts, you win. Yahuwah, he's here to find his sheep and they hear his voice. And I love y'all. Go to TSNT.org. Give you support. If you believe it's the most important project in the world, we doing it. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.